Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, ready to take you on our 10-minute sports adventure together today. Thanks so much for all of you who have made this podcast a part of your daily routine. If you would please subscribe on any of your favorite podcast platforms, be it Spotify, Apple, or others. We're available on all the above. Search and find the Daily 10 just to guarantee you get it each and every day. We got a lot of ground to cover today, including the Braves made their shortstop decision for now. I'm having a hard time, though, believing their reasoning behind it. We'll talk about that. Plus, I'm going to hope this is just an opinion, because if it's a fact, the Falcons have some explaining to do. And folks, I want to live in a world where this seemingly ridiculous sports scenario exists in the future for Georgia and Georgia Tech fans. All of that coming up in a moment. But first, let me remind you, we are brought to you by the Rhodes Group. I've bragged a lot about the Rhodes Group for a very long time. They've been a very supportive podcast partner here on the Daily 10. I got to know Clayton Rhodes and his group at the Rhodes Group, a great local company and my personal insurance agency. Insurance rates are increasing like crazy right now. You need to make sure you are talking with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group, who has a couple of goals: getting you the best coverage on your home and car insurance at the best rates, and saving you the time and aggravation of having to do it yourself. These are the pros. Their job is to shop your rates. If your insurance company is not doing that, you're leaving money on the table and, frankly, not finding out the best coverage for you, your family, your home, and your car. Get in touch with the Rhodes Group. They've set up a landing page for Daily 10 listeners where they can give you up to 10 quotes in under 10 minutes. Go directly to rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. That's my last name. It's spelled C-H-E-R-N-O-F-F. Again, Rhodes. R-H-O-A-D-S, rhodes-group.com/Chernoff, or call them. Again, they're in Alpharetta. They'll pick the phone up. Talk to Clayton Rhodes and his great group at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Well, we got the surprising news last night. The Braves optioned both Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shumake to Triple-A Gwinnett. Both Grissom and Shumake were having good spring showings, so this doesn't seem to have anything to do with at least their offensive performance. Grissom had three hits yesterday. He's hitting .371 this spring with six RBI and a couple of stolen bases. Shumake had accounted himself very well with the bat, hitting .323. And it was on Monday that Brian Sitker said one of those two would be starting for the Braves at short and the other one starting at Triple-A Gwinnett. But lo and behold, neither guy will start in Atlanta. It'll be Orlando Arcia getting the start, at least out of opening day for the Braves at short, with Adey Adrianza as the main infield backup. So what happened? Is there a trade coming? Is there something else we don't know? Well, Dave O'Brien, Braves beat writer, tweeted, "The Braves didn't want to lose any depth, which they would have if they kept Arcia as their utility infielder, then they would have lost Adey Adrianza, who's out of options." O'Brien writes, "Considering how many they needed to get through the season at second base in 2022, they wanted to keep Adrianza, who has no options, and let the kids get more time at AAA. So Grissom will play shortstop in Gwinnett. Shumake will play second for now. Now here's a couple of things on this. Number one, if the Braves decided that Shumake or Grissom are not ready defensively, let's focus on that side of it, so they wanted them to get more time in AAA, that's fine. I have no problem believing that part of it. If they believe that neither guy is offensively ready, even with their good springs, okay. If this was service time manipulation, fine. But what I don't believe is this has anything to do with losing Adey Adrianza. We've all appreciated some of the moments that Adrianza has given the Braves, both in the regular season and the postseason. But no offense to Adrianza, There are tons of A-Day Adrianzas available all throughout Major League Baseball, and others that would have been available come next week when teams get down to their 26-man roster. That's the hardest thing. I don't know what's going on beyond that. Again, the Braves don't have to tell us if either of their young shortstops isn't ready defensively, and maybe this is their way to cover it by saying we didn't want to lose the depth of Adrianza, but I don't believe that part for a second. Here's the biggest takeaway I have. It's not a huge deal that either Grissom or Shoemake starts in AAA. They can bring either back up in 15 days after the season begins, or sooner than that if it's due to an injury. So we make too much of who's on the opening day roster and act as if it's a playoff roster. This isn't a huge deal. I just don't believe it has anything to do with losing or concerned with losing A-Day Adrianza for depth. We'll see if either one of these guys does make it up sooner rather than later. I have to believe one will, maybe both will. But there is also a chance that maybe Orlando Arcia takes the opportunity and runs with it. I'm not totally believing that. I think Arcia is a nice backup who, when playing in spot starts, is fine. I think the more Orlando Arcia plays, I think the less you'll kind of like, especially his bat. But he'll get the first crack out of spring training. All right, before we talk about what I hope is an opinion on the Falcons, not a fact, let me remind you we are brought to you by Tribute Wines. We introduced Tribute as a new partner here to the Daily 10 a week ago. And I would ask you to raise your glass to the good folks at Tribute Wines. We all like a good tribute in sports, which could mean paying tribute to a great player or a great team. Well, in the wine world, the Tribute Wines have a great reputation for being just that, a great tasting wine at a great price. Tribute Wines were created by Chris Benzinger, building a legacy of world-class wines. Tribute Wines have been ranked number 5 as the fastest-growing super premium brand. And they have so many options that you're going to love, from the Sauvignon Blanc, which was featured in Wine Enthusiast Top 100 Wines of 2022, or the Cabernet Sauvignon, the California Chardonnay, or the Pinot Noir, all great choices for any occasion. And all Tribute Wines were awarded 90 or more points, meaning they're considered to be exceptional. Here's the bottom line, folks. You don't have to pay $50, $100, $200 anymore for a great bottle of wine. Whether you're pairing it with dinner, winding down a busy workday, or just sitting back with friends, Tribute Wines combine great taste with a great value. Tribute Wines available at most fine retailers. The Tribute Wines, bold flavors, strong bonds. So all the Jalen Carter discussion keeps making its way around as we build up to the draft, which is about 5 weeks away at this point. And we keep hearing rumors and talk that Jalen could fall in the draft. If you've listened to me on the podcast here or on my radio show, I've said I just don't believe it. I have a hard time thinking Jalen will still fall, if you want to use that term, out of the top 5. But let's say he does. And let's say by some miracle he's on the board when the Falcons are ready to select at number 8. I've been clear. I would take Jalen Carter and I would sprint the card up to the podium. He might be the best player in the draft. He's got game-changer ability. And no, he doesn't come with the perfect resume of whether it's character concerns or whatever the discussion is behind the scenes with Jalen. Well, I saw where Josh Kendall, who covers the Falcons for The Athletic, wrote, and I'm going to read this verbatim, "The biggest concerns about Jalen Carter in NFL circles aren't the legal issues. They're about his work ethic, and those questions have only intensified." Kendall continues, "It only seemed a pipe dream that Jalen Carter would fall to Atlanta at number 8. It now looks likely, and it looks equally as likely the Falcons will let him go right by if he does." He finishes by writing, "Atlanta fans need to start getting their minds wrapped around the fact that Carter is not coming to Flowery Branch." I am going to hope that is Josh Kendall's opinion or misdirection from the Falcons. Otherwise, once again, it makes zero sense that people outside the building in Flowery Branch know the Falcons' business. This has been a critique of mine and a criticism way too many times in the past, whether it was a year ago that we knew every step of the way what the Falcons were doing in the Deshaun Watson chase, or just any number of off-field, out-of-the-building sort of rumors that find their way into the hands of both national NFL insiders or local beat writers. And if Josh Kendall has the scoop, good for him. That's his job. But again, I'm going to hope this is Josh's opinion as a Falcon fan, that this isn't 100% true. Whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. I just don't want people knowing the Falcon business before they make their pick, because again, it's not good for business if that happened. Now back to Jalen the player. I'd also be really bothered if the Falcons have made up their mind that they're not drafting Jalen Carter. We all watched Jalen, if you watched Georgia, in front of us for 3 years. That defense dominated college football, and Jalen was the best player on the defense for most of that time. We watched Jalen become a game wrecker on one of the best defenses in college football history. I would ask the question to the Falcons, what are we doing? If you don't take advantage of opportunities like this, you miss a chance to get a great player who was playing right down the road from you that you watched. So I would say to the Falcons, if you have character concerns on him, fine, I understand it. Trust your culture. Trust your coaches. Trust your leaders in your locker room that can help an extremely talented young dude smooth out some of his rough edges. Because I promise you, the Bears at 9 or the Eagles at 10 will be thrilled if the Falcons and the seven other teams in front of them pass on Jalen Carter for whatever reasons. It is worth pointing out, Kirby Smart last week after Pro Day said Jalen is a generational talent. He said he's got great character on the field when it comes to battling through stuff, whether it was injury or just the things they needed him to do. And he had a couple of injuries that Jalen very easily could have decided not to come back to play his final games at Georgia, even in the midst of a national championship run, because he knew his NFL future was already salted away. But he came back. I saw where Nolan Smith, one of the great stories at Georgia, come out and say Jalen was his favorite teammate, loved everything about him, said he's misunderstood. Drafting is an imperfect process. It's a crapshoot. And I'm sure the Falcons love every one of their players to be perfect character, team leader, all-team captains. I bet Troy Andersen and Arnold Ebiketie are great dudes. Neither has the upside of Jalen Carter. I hope this story is just an opinion and not the truth, and the Falcons haven't made up their mind. And worse than that, I hope we don't know what they're thinking before the process. All right, before we talk about something I'm rooting for Georgia and Georgia Tech fans, I'll remind you we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips at atlsportstrips.com. That's the website to go to check out the menu of great trips on the horizon. You will see our Bravos trip in August that is on the books to see the good guys head to Chicago in Wrigley Field August 4th, 5th, and 6th with a ticket option for one or two games if you're coming on our trip. A chance to do a meet and greet exclusively for our guests with Jeff Francoeur, who will join us on Saturday night after the Saturday afternoon day game at Wrigley for a chance to get up close and personal with Jeff. Meet and greet, questions, Q&A, pictures, autographs, that whole thing. And some other cool activities we're going to wrap it all together with in one of the great cities in America. That's one of our trips up available for you now. We have three Georgia football trips on the board. A Georgia Tech football trip on the board, and a Falcons trip to New York to see the Dirty Birds and the Jets. We'll get that date when the NFL schedule comes out. To check all these trips out, go to atlsportstrips.com. Until the full packages are all released, you can have a $99 fully refundable deposit, so nothing to lose, to guarantee your spot on one of these trips. Go to atlsportstrips.com. I thought it was very cool over the weekend in the midst of the NCAA tournament fun that both Alabama and Auburn got to play their tournament games in Birmingham. So it was a very short drive for Crimson Tide fans and Auburn Tiger fans to go see their two favorite teams play, hopping in the car and watching winner-go-home NCAA tournament games. I know there's a world where this exists, where two Power 5 teams in those Power 5 conferences can make the NCAA tournament, memo to Georgia and Georgia Tech. And you can also have a world where, I don't know, maybe there's a time in the NCAA tournament where both are playing within driving distance in the same building for fans to enjoy. It was pretty apparent that, again, look around the nation. Kansas and Kansas State both made the tournament. Illinois and Northwestern both made the tournament. Texas, Texas A&M, Houston all made it. In North Carolina, Duke and NC State, UNC Asheville, they all made the tournament. Hell, even South Florida had two teams in the dance. And now have two teams in the Sweet 16 with Miami and FAU. Getting two Power Fives from the state of Georgia, it's not the impossible dream. Georgia and Georgia Tech making it so fans have a chance to maybe hop in a car in some distant universe where they can go to see their favorite teams play winner-go-home games. That's a world that does exist. And how about this? Maybe both Power Five teams make it, and then Georgia State also goes. Or Kennesaw State goes. And we're a basketball community again. It's something that I hope for in the near future. All right, if you guys would, hit that subscribe button for me right now just to guarantee you get the pod waiting for you each and every day. Again, available on all your favorite podcast platforms, most notably Apple and Spotify. I will talk to you this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 2 o'clock. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.